the club got in contact with me and declared a bit of an interest, and they must have come to watch me over the season, and then we discussed a few things, and then eventually we got me down to the training ground, had a look around, and the place really impressed me, and what the club is planning to do, looking to do to progress, it's really impressive. So I just wanted to be a part of it.
So you were out of contract with Accrington. After the playoff semi-final, had you more or less made up your mind that it would be the right time to move on?
Yeah, I probably a few weeks before probably made up my mind, hadn't had any contact with anyone, just out of respect because we still had some important games coming up. And then unfortunately we lost that game to Wimbledon, and obviously after that you have to start thinking about your future. So I had to pick up the phone and start seeing if there was any interest, and fortunately Cambridge was still there.
Did Accrington offer you a contract as well? Were they keen for you to stay?
Yeah, they we discussed potential deal, but I said I most likely want to look to move on, and they fully understood where I was coming from, and it ended pretty happily between me and the manager.
Yeah, you've had a good spell there, a good 3 years. I guess you were feeling pretty settled, but were you also keen to head back down south? Because, of course, you started your career with Watford.
Yeah, I always knew eventually I would have liked to get back closer to London due to my family and everyone being down there. And obviously, playing up north, it was also hard for them, travelling up every weekend to watch games. So took a bit of pressure off everyone, really, me moving back down. But I didn't want to just go to any team just for the sake of it, because I understand I only get one career, so I have to make the right decisions. But when Cambridge come calling, I thought this is the right club to go to.
Cambridge, a club that must hold quite good memories for you. Last season, I think I'm right in saying you scored twice in the one game and you also scored in the other. So you must have enjoyed playing against the U's that season.
Yeah, someone's already mentioned it to me. I've managed to score 3 goals against the club last season. So I have to make it up to the fans and try to score as many goals as I can in a Cambridge shirt now.
For those fans that haven't seen you playing for Accrington, what are you going to bring to the side?
A typical winger, how people imagine a winger. Hard working, obviously have to do the defensive side of the game. But then when I get the ball, my job is to put balls into the box, create chances for the strikers, and then every now and then, or more often if I can, nick a goal myself. And because obviously being a winger, that is my main job, to create or score.
Do you have a preferred wing, a preferred side to play on?
Probably on the right, but that's only because that's where I've been playing for the last season and a half. But I've played on the left, so if I was to play there, it would make no difference to me.
Is there anyone already at the Abbey that you're familiar with? Are there any faces that you've played with previously?
I know Leon Legg a little bit. And then the other ones I've just played against a couple, two or three times. So we've just spoken on the pitch after games and stuff like that. So I can't wait to come into training and obviously be one of their teammates.
Is it a little bit more difficult when you're the first player in through the door for a club in the summer? Obviously, you haven't really had the chance to see what else Sean Derry might be planning.
No, not at all. I think if I buy into what the club believes and what they're trying to do, then it doesn't matter who they bring in. It's my choice and I'm here to give everything I can. But I'm sure the gaffer and his staff are trying to bring in some very good players, and hopefully they'll follow.